After my heart attack, cash from ActiveCare meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from ActiveCare meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is ActiveCare? ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. ActiveCare gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called ActiveCare. ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with ActiveCare, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. ActiveCare is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Morning Report. Yeah, I know it's a little late. I know. A lot of stuff to do very early this morning. And it got super early this morning. It got like 4 o'clock early this morning. we are a little tardy coming in, and we appreciate it. We apologize, and we appreciate you sticking with us and being by our side. As I promised, we have great things on the horizon here. If you've already been to fightbackmedia.com, you might have noticed an addition in the upper third that is going to be, I think, in the Tampa Bay area, a game changer. And already other areas are looking at what we're doing and wanting to piggyback on it and wanting to copy it. So I'm telling you, just continue to be patient, continue to be supportive. Good things are coming for conservatives, especially in the Tampa Bay area. So just hang in there, baby. Just hang in there. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. You're going to be able to make the switch. We talked about making the switch about 2 years ago, about 3 years ago, about sort of cutting yourself off from the mainstream media pablum that is not nourishing and may indeed be unhealthy for an adult. It's perfect. Little bite-sized sugary nuggets for children. But for an adult, for an American adult, mainstream media is like trying to raise a child on chicken nuggets. Yeah, they may like it, but it's really not that good for them. you might want to mix in some broccoli. You might want to mix in a salad. You might want to mix in something other than whatever the nugget part of the chicken is. And that's what we're doing. The website is going to be released tomorrow. We're having a grand opening tomorrow. So we want you to go there. It's tbctampa.com. We want you to go there, and we want you to tell your friends. We want you to share it. We need you to be our biggest advocate. We need you to be our biggest advertisers. As you get to the site, you'll find out there is no advertising on the site. There's no Google ads. There's no ads at all. So the only support that we, and you know what, and there's not one single thing that says, oh, listen, click this and send us $10. Although you should. Although you should, because none of this is free, kids. Everything costs money. But we need your support. We'll talk about that at the end of the program today. We got a couple of news stories that I found really interesting. We're going to talk about Andrew Cuomo's reckless choices, a National Review article that you can find on tbctampa.com. And we can talk a little bit about that. We want to talk about Mike Pompeo's response to the narrative that that Steve Linick was fired as a retaliation for investigating personal dog walking, dry cleaning, and, you know, just, oh, and secret arms deals. So we're going to really investigate a little bit into that narrative. We'll do a Bryce is Right, and then I'll tell you about the new website that's going to open officially tomorrow. All right, well, until we take a little break, we'll be back with more of the Morning Report right after these messages. You know, every man my age should have three things, in my opinion. First, you should have your own barber. Second, you should have your own car mechanic. And third, you should have your own florist. That's right, florist. My florist is Christine Vasconcello at Blooming Days Flower Shop, located at 11618 North Florida Avenue, here in Tampa, Florida. An FTD Top 100 florist, Blooming Days meets all of your floral needs while respecting your budget. Give Christine a call at 813-933-1942. www.bloomingdays.com. This is Willie Lawson for the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. You can have access to a growing nationwide network of attorneys and legal experts. You can get bail assistance. The network provides up to $25,000 to post bail on behalf of a member who has used force in self-defense. The fee deposit to your attorney immediately after a self-defense for representation during questioning and other vital defense services. You can reach us at ARM, Citizens Legal Defense Network. Our number is 360-978-5200. That's 360-978-5200. Or go to www.armedcitizensnetwork.org. All right, with 4 hours and 28 minutes of sleep under his belt, here we go with the Morning Report. I'm serious. 4.5 hours of sleep. Here we go with the Morning Report. Very exciting. There's an article in townhall.com, which you know is one of my favorites. And if you don't go to townhall.com, if you don't go to tbctampa.com, you got to go to townhall.com for sure. And this article is, they're all my favorites. I mean, you know, Beth Bauman, all of them there at townhall.com are my favorites. They're just great. It's no holes barred there. And you know that townhall.com is owned by the same people who own GLS here in Tampa, 860 GUL in Tampa. Yeah, I'll get that right here in a second. Give me a break. Katie Povich, one of my favorites here, writes this article this morning. Pompeo shoots down reports that state and the inspector general was fired for investigating him. So, speaking of, again, from the State Department Wednesday morning, this morning, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo responded to accusations Inspector General Steve Linnick was fired as retaliation for investigations into his personal dog walking, dry cleaning, oh, and secret arms deals. Okay, so remember, you know, because this report was, and the IG generally in most of these departments are there to sort of look at waste and fraud and mismanagement of resources of whatever federal departments. And then they write reports on those, and sometimes people get told on, and then they have to change their behavior. So that's why she mentions personal dog walking, dry cleaning, like maybe having some of your staff take your dog for a walk or pick up some dry cleaning on their way into work and that kind of stuff. And that's not allowed. You can't use federal employees to do your personal errands. The president has, now I think what we have to remember is, and this is what all your friends on Facebook are saying this morning, all your liberal acquaintances and friends are saying this morning, that Trump only fired him because he was getting close to the truth and this Russia, orange man bad, you know, that's what they're saying. Well, here's what the truth is. When we're talking about the president and who worked for the president and what the president can do, all these people, Mike Pompeo, Linnick, all these people in the cabinet and the administration, this is an important phrase. Learn this phrase. Repeat after me. They all serve at the pleasure of the president. Now, if you are insistent that Donald Trump's not your president, okay. But he is the president. So all these people serve at the pleasure of the president. And what that means is that that's sort of like being in a right-to-work state like Florida. Like, you can just get your ass fired because you came in and your manager had a stick up his butt that morning, and you're the one who didn't say good morning. There you go. I guess you could, in that situation, you could sue for wrongful termination, I guess, but in a right-to-work state like Florida, there, you know, it's a lot of latitude for employers to get rid of employees. A lot of latitude. And even more latitude on this level, where you actually serve at the pleasure of the president. Now, you may have already been there when he got there, but that doesn't mean that you can stay. Folks, that's the swamp everybody keeps talking about. I don't think, you know, I really don't think people realize how many people hang on from administration to administration. They work for an agency. And their loyalty becomes to the agency. The loyalty doesn't become, it doesn't say to the American people or to the Constitution. No. Their loyalty becomes agency loyalty, protecting the agency at all costs. That's what it becomes. And I think that's what we're seeing. See, folks, that's the swamp that Trump was talking about. The swamp wasn't just like, I don't know, Barack Obama. Barack Obama wasn't really the swamp. The swamp were all these unelected bureaucrats and all these nooks and crannies that you don't know anything about. That their regulations end up becoming pseudo law that you don't know anything about. So the president, again, has the unilateral right to choose who he wants to be his inspector general at every agency in the federal government. They are presidentially confirmed positions, and those persons, just like all of us, this is what Pompeo says, serve at the pleasure of the president. In this case, I recommended to the president that Steve Linnick be terminated. Frankly, should have been done some time ago. when he was asked about the specific actions Linick took that led to his firing, Pompeo implied leaks and mishandling of sensitive information. Now, we knew that there were people leaking information, right? We knew that people were leaking information at the State Department. We knew that people were leaking information at some of the intelligence agencies. We knew that. And every day we're finding out more and more. And they are finding out that some of these leaks to the press and leaks to other agencies all go back to Linux. Right? Unlike others, I don't talk about personal matters. I don't leak to y'all. I'll just say this. I can't talk. I can't give you specificity. We'll share with the appropriate people the rationale, he continued. There should be no mistake. There are claims that this was for retaliation, for some investigation that Inspector General's office here was engaged in. That's patently false, Pompeo says. I have no sense of what the investigations were taking place inside the IG's office. I couldn't possibly have retaliated for all the things I've seen, the various stories, like someone was walking my dog to sell arms to my dry cleaner. It's all just crazy. Just crazy stuff. I didn't have access to that information, so I couldn't possibly have retaliated. That would have been impossible. So what Pompeo is saying, some of the articles that you're seeing about what was being investigated by the IG, Pompeo couldn't have possibly, because of how it's supposed to work, had knowledge of. Couldn't have possibly had knowledge of. So that's not why he would run to the president and say, you ought to fire this guy. Linick fired himself because of leaks and because of the mishandling of sensitive information. Pompeo says this. There was one exception. I was asked a series of questions in writing. I responded to those questions with the respect to a particular investigation. That was sometime earlier this year, as best I can recall. I responded to those questions. I don't know the scope. I don't know the nature of that investigation, he continued. As far as where the ongoing attack on Pompeo are coming from, the Secretary of State says he has an idea. Where do you think? Where do you think the attacks on Mike Pompeo are coming from? Well, duh. Here's the last thing to think about as you see these stories that have been leaked to you all when he's talking to the press. This is all coming from the office of Senator Menendez. I don't get my ethics guidance from a man who was criminally prosecuted. Case number 15-155, New Jersey Federal District Court, Pompeo said. The man for whom the Senate colleagues, bipartisan, said basically that he was taking bribes. That's not someone I look to for ethics guidance, so I will continue to do the right thing and make sure the State Department is served by every employee, including our Inspector General, and we will make sure that the State Department continues to deliver on behalf of the American people. That's what Pompeo says. So this is all coming from Menendez's office, Senator Menendez, who's kind of sketchy. The dude's kind of sketchy to start with, right? Why? Because we're back to the very same thing, folks. We're back to the idea that Orange Man bad, get Trump, and get everybody around Trump. It's if you can set enough things on fire around Trump, you may be able to get him out. There is a push, and we'll talk about this tomorrow on the program, to start a second impeachment. Yeah, I know. You all just rolled your eyes like, oh, you got to be kidding me, Willie. No, I wished I were kidding you. I wish I was just joking. I wish I didn't know what I was talking about. There is a second impeachment round coming. Trust me, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. So you want to tune in because we're having a grand opening of the website tomorrow, and we're going to talk about Here Comes Impeachment Part 2. Now, Part 1A is the coronavirus response with the committee already in place. Now, we're still in the throes of this pandemic. The House of Representatives is not even... They sent proxies, which they can't do because it doesn't matter what the House rules say. The Constitution says something completely different. And if you haven't seen Louis Gohmert go off on the House floor about this, you need to. You friggin' need to. Gohmert just loses it. It's delightful. It is completely delightful. It ought to encourage you. It ought to encourage you. But the House of Representatives wants to do a couple of things. They want to. They have submitted briefs to the Supreme Court for the release of some more of the Mueller grand jury testimonies. Why? Because they want to go through round two, and they want to get through this as quickly as possible before the President of the United States currently gets reelected. Anyway, we'll talk about that more tomorrow. All right. Let's see. One more thing. We'll move to this item from National Review. And we've got a couple of National Review stories today. And the one that I am going to address right now is actually on the TBCTampa.com site. Tampa Bay Conservatives Tampa. That's what that TBC stands for. TBCTampa.com. This has to do with the Wunder governor, Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo is being held up as, wow, the perfect set of responses to coronavirus. And I've heard that from people from where I live. You know, I wish that Governor DeSantis would follow Andrew Cuomo's lead. I wish that the president would follow Andrew Cuomo's lead. Well, let's look at Andrew Cuomo for a while. Let's look at it for a second. What he's shown is that he's not a good decision maker. Bill de Blasio made terrible decisions as mayor of New York City. But as more reporting emerges about the catastrophic decisions made by New York's governor, it's possible Andrew Cuomo deserves even more blame than de Blasio for what the coronavirus has done to the tri-state area and consequently to the nation. New York and New Jersey combined have suffered more COVID-19 deaths than any other country, being tracked by researchers who run the Johns Hopkins Crisis Dashboard. Think about that. These two states, New York and New Jersey, count for more COVID-19 deaths than any other country being tracked by researchers who run the Johns Hopkins Crisis Dashboard. Cuomo made three breathtakingly bad moves in March, and that in retrospect amounted to catastrophe. Now, we've played here on the program Cuomo and de Blasio and Pelosi, for that matter, and other officials in New York and in California early on saying that we're going to continue. Life is normal. Everything's fine. Go out, enjoy a show. I think de Blasio even pumped a movie that he liked that people should go see. Everything's fine. Pelosi's in Chinatown, saying, "Come on down to Chinatown. All the lo mein's good to eat." You know, just remember that. Come on down to Chinatown. Yeah, I mean, so this is going on. At the very same time, and all this information is readily available, it's still there. Some of it's on my Facebook feed and my Twitter feed, where they're talking, you know, what de Blasio and Cuomo and the mainstream media are talking about Trump being a xenophobe because he basically cut off travel from certain parts of the world, like the Wunan province, China, And a couple of days later, cut off travel from Europe, everywhere except the UK. But the UK became part of that band too eventually, which made sense. And at the same time, Pelosi's in Chinatown going, "Come on down to Chinatown, everything's fine." But de Blasio is saying, "Hey, this is a great movie. Well, a New Yorker should go out and see this movie. This is nothing more than a flu, and this is fine. This is what they were doing, right? This is what they were doing." Cuomo failed to call for and even actively discourage informal social gathering measures early in March. Next was the delay in mid-March in ordering formal closure when the virus started rampaging through his state. Now, he didn't close. He said they weren't going to close schools. They weren't going to do anything that a lot of other governors did early. My governor here in the state of Florida, and we're going to talk about that here in a little bit too. Third, it was his March 25th edict to long-term care facilities, and this is the crux of his terribleness. That he basically said that long care facilities, nursing homes, had to accept infected patients. So guess what happened? The people who worked there got infected. The people who live there, the elderly, with all the underlying conditions that we were talking about, that if there was anything that there was consensus on, was that the underlying conditions, especially with the elderly, was extremely problematic. And it's the only thing that was consistency on, that we really agreed about. So Cuomo is, on March 25th, issues an edict to send people back to nursing homes. That nursing homes had to accept them. I want to jump to the next story, but I'm not going to. It's interesting. So the trapped elderly New Yorkers only in a few days, and so we started seeing these massive breakouts. This massive breakouts in nursing homes and long-term care facilities. Lots of deaths. Interesting, isn't it? And now and the media and there is still talk. Do not be surprised, folks, if we get into June and July and you wake up and you tune into the morning report and you find that I'm saying this, that Joe Biden is no longer the Democrat nominee, and they have replaced him with Andrew Cuomo. Do not be surprised. I don't have any evidence that that is the case. But you know, sometimes you get a feeling. I'm like Trump. Sometimes I get a feeling. I'm a smart guy. So sometimes I get a feeling. You know what I'm saying? Wink, wink, nudge, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. So don't be surprised if that happens. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Morning Report right after these messages. Thank you again for coming. The Morning Report is a production of FightBackMedia.com. 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 We'll be back right after these messages. Hi, this is awesome. You know, with so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. It's Flipboard. Yeah, Flipboard curates the world's story so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. 24/7. When you see stories that you want to save or share, just tap the plus button and add them to your private or public collections. It's that simple. It's used by millions of people every day. Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. So get started now at flipboard.com. That's flipboard.com. You know, every man my age should have three things, in my opinion. First, you should have your own barber. Second, you should have your own car mechanic. And third, you should have your own florist. That's right, florist. My florist is Christine Vasconcello at Blooming Days Flower Shop, located at 11618 North Florida Avenue, here in Tampa, Florida. An FTD Top 100 florist, Blooming Days meets all of your floral needs while respecting your budget. Give Christine a call at 813-933-1942. www.bloomingdays.com. Okay, welcome back. Welcome back to the program. I was just talking about Andrew Cuomo and how he is being held to this incredible, nearly godlike gubernatorial status for how he handled the crisis in his state, when the fact of the matter is that he mishandled it and probably was a cause of thousands of needless deaths. Hyperbolic? Maybe. Accurate? Definitely. Now, the guy that, it's interesting, there's always this New York, Florida dichotomy, right? The guy who, basically the mainstream media and the internet dragged unmercifully on a weekly basis, it was my own Governor Ron DeSantis here in the beautiful sunshine state of Florida. All those pictures that got on the internet as beaches were opening, Clearwater Beach packed with people, and when Jacksonville opened, oh my God, how irresponsible, and blah, 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 freaking blah. Right? Where the governor basically never, he mentions in an article in National Review that he really never had a problem with outdoor facilities. He understood like a lot of us did, because we're not epidemiologists, we're not infectious disease experts, but most of us can read, and most of us have lived just a little bit, and most of us are freaking grown-ups. That it had been known that these kinds of viruses, coronavirus, which is just in a family of viruses, by the way. No, and I don't have to be a freaking epidemiologist, although I did get Facebook certified the other week as an epidemiologist, right? But this family of viruses doesn't do well with sunlight and UV rays and heat and humidity. And I'll be doggoned if just mid-March there wasn't a study that came out that was on one of the president's daily press conferences or briefings about COVID-19 that said just that. Yeah, every adult in the room already knew that. We're like, yeah. So going into like a Home Depot is a lot more dangerous than going to the beach. Somebody actually mentioned on my Facebook page, what about the microbes that drop onto the sand and then people step on them? First of all, how big do you think a freaking virus is? How big do you think it is? And I'm telling you, I couldn't even answer. I couldn't even type an answer, because I didn't think they were, on one hand, I'm thinking, you ever get that on your Facebook page? Where somebody makes a comment that's so asinine, you've got to think they're not just trolling. Either they are just trolling or they're so out of it. They're so afraid or they're just dumb. And no matter what you say, it's going to be a tar baby situation. It's going to be a, what do we call it? We're going to call it a pig wrestling situation. Oh, what's pig wrestling? Oh, pig wrestling is when you and the pig wrestle and you get dirty and the pig likes it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I couldn't even answer about the microbes dropping to the scorching hot sand. And somehow, you know what, laying out there in the fullness of UV rays and somehow surviving. So people get them on their foot. The least porous part of your whole frickin' body. Other than your fingernails, most of us don't have a mucous membrane on the bottom of our feet, like our eyes, or the inside of our nose, or the inside of our mouths. A lot of us, our feet, and my feet, again, I have been a gentleman of leisure all my life, it seems. Compared to a lot of people, because my hands are very, very soft. I don't have any, looking at my hands now, I don't have any calluses on my hands. Because I just don't. So, and my hands are fairly small. I don't have any calluses. And my feet are probably just a little bit less soft than my hands. But they are truly the, as a 59-year-old man, they are truly one of the least porous parts of my body. And somehow, walking on hot sand that has been under UV lights for hours is going to be more dangerous than breathing the recirculated air in a Home Depot is foolish. Anyway, I digress. The difference that Governor DeSantis, Governor DeSantis' approach in Florida was based on data, because they found out early, like we said here. Maybe the governor listens to this program. Hey, Ron, fix my unemployment thing, please. Because what we've been saying here for weeks, that the models could not be trusted. They just couldn't be trusted. Let's see here. They learned early that all the things that were supposed to happen didn't. And this is from the National Review. An irony of the national coverage of the coronavirus crisis is that at the same time DeSantis was being made into a villain, New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo was being elevated to a hero. Even though DeSantis' approach was to nursing homes was obviously superior to that of Cuomo, Florida went out of its way to get COVID-19 positive people out of nursing homes. What did we learn early? That the elderly and people with underlying conditions were most at risk. Interesting. That's the only thing that we agreed on, really, early on, especially. While New York went out of its way to get them in. Remember on March 25th, we just did that story. The Cuomo's edict was that nursing homes had to accept people who have tested positively for COVID-19. That's not my opinion, that's just fact. A policy now is widely acknowledged to have been a debacle. The media didn't exactly have their eye on the ball. The day that the media had their first big freak out was March 15th. You remember? There were people on Clearwater Beach. And this was a huge deal. Remember? That same day when we signed an executive order to ban visitations in nursing homes, because that was the most important part and the most painful part. Imagine having grandma in the nursing home and she can't have visitors. And some of the local media sort of ginned that up, and people were outside of grandma's nursing home window, and you know, it was just sad. It was just terrible. And two, to ban reintroduction of COVID-positive patients back into a nursing home. So if someone got tested and they were positive for COVID-19, they couldn't go back to a nursing home. Now, the problem came, the adjustment came and was fixed because hospitals, if you've been to a hospital lately and have had surgery, and you haven't been in a while, or you haven't known anybody in a while, you are amazed by the light speed of the turnaround once you've had your surgery, once you've had your thing. They want you in the hospital, and they want you the heck out. It used to be a woman would have a baby and be in a hospital for a week. Shoot. 2 days. You go in on Monday, have your baby Monday night, and your butt is sitting home Wednesday morning. If there ain't no complications, your butt's sitting home Wednesday morning. You feel me? This is how it works. If I had not personally had other complications, I would not have spent 18 days in the hospital in 2014. I know somebody who just had a cardiac procedure and basically went in on one day, stayed a day, and was out the next. Spent one full day in the hospital for a pacemaker. One full day. Now, that's a function of how much better they are at this. It's also a function of that people get infections in the hospital and they don't want you to be in the hospital because there's no reason to have healthy people hanging around a whole bunch of sick people. And it's also a function of insurance money. Insurance companies aren't going to pay, and they're not going to get reimbursed. So they need that bed open, not just for somebody else sick. They need that bed open for the next check. These are all things work together. We got to be honest, truthful. That's why. So they're used to doing that. And it was, and I'm trying to find her name because she's actually one of the heroes in all this. Mayu, I think is her last name. I'm looking for her name. She basically said to the hospital, she's one of our lead health officials here in the state of Florida, that they were just going to, her name is Mary Mayhew, I was right. She's the secretary of Florida's Agency for Healthcare Administration. She said, we have an emergency status system that gets stood up. And as I mentioned, in the case of hurricanes, hospitals, nursing homes, and other long-term care facilities, they're required to submit data all the time. So we knew. And they were, and the hospitals were told, no, you got to find a way to keep these people. You got to find a way to keep them because we are not going to send people who have tested positive for COVID-19 back into the nursing home. Just not going to do it. That's why Governor DeSantis basically needs to go somewhere and find out an apology. This article is written by Rich Laurie. It's in the National Review. It was put up this morning, I think. Yeah, this morning. So you want to check that out. Listen, tomorrow's going to be a huge friggin' day. Huge friggin' day. I'll say it again. Huge friggin' day. TBCTampa.com is going to be released on Central Florida. Going to be released on Central Florida. We're going to talk about it a good portion of the time. So this is for Tampa Bay conservatives by Tampa Bay conservatives. This is not some offshoot of some major newspaper. And as you go through the site, you'll find, and again, what you'll find is there is no advertising. There is absolutely no advertising on this site. There are no pop-ups. There is basically a place to send us some messages and an email address. Four of us that are right now involved in this project. All people you know. All people you like. Lots of activities, surveys. There'll be Zoom meetings. I'm telling you, this is going to be fabulous. Let me help you. Say it with me. Fabulous. It's going to be the best thing to happen to the conservative community in this area in a very, very long time. So we got to get out of here and make room for somebody else. Unfortunately, we don't have time for Bryce is Right, but we will have one. We will have one tomorrow. My name is Willie Lawson. Again, this is a production of FightBackMedia.com. Until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We'll see you when we see you. Peace.
After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.